It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Frell. Starting January 1st, California handgun owners will no longer be able to carry their handguns out in public. With more, here's Bob Moffitt.
Democratic Assemblyman Anthony Portantino says he introduced the bill to stop groups of people from gathering to show off their guns. He says such displays earlier this year in several California cities made the police nervous.
So they would roll as if the gun was loaded, confront the individual with their weapons, and many of those stops have escalated to become quite tense. And so as law enforcement has articulated to me, it's not if somebody's going to get shot, it's when somebody's going to get shot, and it seems like a very prudent closing of a loophole.
But Sam Paredes with Gun Owners of California says the so-called loophole is really the entire Second Amendment right to bear arms.
The right to protect oneself outside of their home has now been infringed upon by the fact that you cannot carry openly. And in California, there is a virtual ban on concealed weapons permits outside of their home.
Police officers and armed guards will still be allowed to carry an unloaded firearm in public, as will attorneys and insurance agents. Paredes says he knows of three lawsuits that may be brought against the state once the law officially changes. In Sacramento, I'm Bob Moffitt.
It's crunch time for California Department of Finance staffers who will spend the next few days feverishly finishing up the governor's budget proposal. H.D. Palmer in the Finance Department says work on next year's budget started in the summer, but these last few days leading up to the January 10th deadline are a crucial time.
Working backwards from January the 10th, we have to lock down final decisions with the governor by the middle of the month in order to be able to write the language, run the calculations, do the projections, and have a fully ready product by January the 10th.
Palmer says at this point, Governor Brown has largely finished up the budget decisions and that more reductions are on the way. That's the update. I'm Mark Prell.